If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right. Well, oil prices climbed today after Iran once again blocked the passage of most ships through the Strait of Hormuz. It's a key waterway for one-fifth of the world's crude. On Friday, well, we had it open. That lasted less than 24 hours. Brent crude, the international benchmark, was up about 7% to $96.88 today after settling on Friday at its lowest level since March 10th on news that Iran would reopen the strait. But like I said, that lasted barely 24 hours. With us now to bring us an update on the latest is Warren Martin from Kansas Strong. Warren, thanks for joining us. Nice to have you on the show, brother.
Oh, it's great to be with you, John.
All right. So, yeah, like I said, you know, we were down on Friday. We're back up today. Well, first off, how is this affecting oil and gas producers in Kansas? Are they fairly steady? Are they able to, you know, kind of survive through this, or how does this affect them?
Yeah, Kansas producers is a little bit different because you have to remember last year we had 6 months of last year where oil prices were around $60 a barrel.
Right.
In Kansas, the oil price is generally about $10 below whatever oil price you're hearing on the radio or TV or news or whatever. We're about $10 below that. So that put us down around the $50, $52 barrel mark. So that really slowed down production. We saw production drop off in Kansas. We saw drilling operations stop. I mean, right now, March, we finally started seeing some activity really begin to go up. We're up to 19 rigs that are out in the field, 10 in eastern Kansas, 9 in western Kansas. Western Kansas is more important for the production levels. Eastern Kansas, we do a lot shallower and smaller wells, so there's generally a lot more rigs that are out there. But what you got to really look at is the completion rate. Right now, we're only completing about half of the wells we completed, half a number of wells that we completed this time last year. So the oil price that's coming up is really kind of helping Kansas producers to help us get our production back on, because we were really below what was viable for the oil and gas industry for much of last year going forward. And that's really hard for people to kind of understand, because they have this one idea of oil. But here in Kansas, we're independent oil producers. The average oil well produces about 2 barrels of oil a day. So we're what we call stripper wells. Stripper wells produce 15 barrels of oil or less. And all stripper wells are also marginal wells, which means they work on very tight margins. So when that price gets down that low, then you really can't go out and service them. You can't go out and do new production.
It's not worth it.
It's basically not worth it. And so that's where we were at for much of last year. We're kind of back on track where we are now. We don't like to see the volatility. And that volatility is really driven by futures trading more than it is market standards of supply and demand.
Do you foresee, and what are you, I'm looking at what's going on in the Strait, what's going on in the Gulf right now. The U.S. isn't dependent on Saudi oil, on Iranian oil, any of this stuff. But how volatile is this situation?
Yeah, about 2% of the oil that goes through the Hormuz Strait actually comes to the United States. 2% of our imports come through that strait. And so it really doesn't impact us that way. But I will tell you this, here's how it impacts us. Oil is a global market. There is the largest fleet of empty oil tankers probably in history right now that are on their way to the United States to fill up with oil. And because oil is the densest, most transportable form of energy on Earth, petroleum as a whole is the densest, most transportable form of energy on Earth, those old tankers are coming here because you can sell the oil in China for the same price you can sell it in Houston. And make a buck off of it. And so if China's willing to pay more oil or more money for it than Houston is, then you tend to send it to China, because it's a free market capitalist system.
I mean, right.
We're trying to make money for it. And people just don't realize how transportable it is. I mean, you drive every day and you drive by one of those LNG trucks, that liquid natural gas.
Sure. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
petroleum natural gas.
Yeah. We've
gas.
Seen them. Yeah.
You see them all the time. Well, when you drive by one of those trucks, next time you drive by one of those trucks, realize this is how dense and transportable petroleum is. When you drive by one of those trucks, when it gets to its destination and it's going to be turned back into a gaseous state, that one truck becomes 600 trucks of natural gas. That's how transportable and dense it is. And so that makes it a world commodity where producers don't get to pick the price. It's anyone in the world who's willing to pay for it. That's what the price is.
So when they get here, how much money are we talking about? I mean, this is billions of dollars then. All those tankers.
Yeah.
What will that do to the price?
So the average oil tanker, if you're looking at the average oil tanker, you're talking about $278 million to $367 million per tanker that's filling up and going somewhere in the world. And so it is huge. And that dollar value, that's what's so important about the strait, because Iran can say it's going to open the strait. The United States can say it's going to open the strait. But really what the issue is right now is the major issue is you have to get insurance on your cargo to be able to transport it. And there's not any companies that are willing to insure a tanker going through that strait unless it's insured by the country that it's coming from. And so it's really a volatile situation from a financial standpoint more than it is from a military standpoint.
Because they're afraid if you're sunk, then they're out.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it doesn't, you don't have to have Iran attack you or the United States attack you. All it takes is a terrorist
right.
to attack you. And we have a very volatile situation where we've basically pummeled Iran into a position where, there's a question out there. We've taken away all their military capabilities, but they've been for a long time the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. So have we pummeled them into the position where they have become the terrorist state? And so it only takes a terrorist to take down the tanker. It doesn't take the entire country to do it. And so that's where the insurance question really comes up, and how many of those tankers are even willing to try and go through the strait.
Fascinating. That's bizarre. You don't think about this, and obviously this isn't a story that we're getting on Fox News or CNN. And these are a lot of politicians going around saying it's open. And of course, well, they're clearly not, because I mean, are those ships moving right now, or are they on their way, or are they sitting in a port waiting?
They're sitting in a port waiting, and that's why you have the largest fleet probably in history from Asia that's headed to the United States to try and get oil and to make deals and contracts on those oil. That's why you saw the price. When you had several ships Iran turned back today, several ships the United States turned back today. You saw the oil price began to go up because future traders started looking at, okay, well, we can sell it. And there's a difference between paper oil and actual oil price. And what you're seeing on the oil price, what's reported on the news and all that, that's paper oil. That's people buying a contract. And if you remember back in the COVID period, you had oil went to minus $34 a barrel.
Right. Yeah.
And I didn't even know that was possible. And you start looking at, how is that possible? I mean, you still got a commodity there. How does it go to a negative value? And the way that it does is because you have investors that'll trade on these futures. And what they're doing is they'll say, okay, I'll buy 10,000 barrels of oil at this price because I believe it's going to go to this price and I can sell it. And so they buy the 10,000 barrels of oil, but they don't have to take possession of that. And they'll buy a contract for 3 months or 6 months, 9 months, 15 months. It's generally a short-term contract, about 15 months or less. And they buy it on that price, but they have to sell it before that contract comes due. If they don't sell it before that contract comes due, they have to take possession. Not very many investors have the ability to take possession of 10,000 barrels of oil.
Gotcha.
And so what you saw when it went to minus $34 a barrel is you saw a tremendous number of investors who had bought these contracts, and their contracts were expiring, and they had to get rid of those contracts or take possession of the oil. So they actually paid people to take the contract from them so they didn't have to go take possession of 10,000 barrels of oil.
Makes sense. Interesting. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to ask you about the crude life, which is, you're a consultant on the podcast based on the hit Paramount Plus TV series Landman, And I would love to get some, you know, well, basically I'm going to ask you whether or not Landman's real, how real the show is.
It is not.
I know. I knew you were going to say that. You're going to break my heart. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll get a little bit of insights on the show, Landman. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. With us still is Warren Martin from Kansas Strong. So, Warren, you're a consultant on the Crude Life podcast. It's a Landman podcast. The show's not that accurate.
No, it's not that accurate, but it's really good because it's opened up the conversation about the oil and gas industry. A lot of people are interested in it. They watch it, and then everywhere I go, they're like, is that real? And, you know, what actually happens? And it opens up that conversation, and that's a good thing, is because we need to be talking about this industry.
So I remember when we first talked, you told me about, like, the wrench. There was one of the first episodes. For example,
right.
How is it not that accurate?
Yeah, for one, he's not a landman. He's more what we might call a company man. I don't know a landman in anywhere in the world that carries a firefighter's helmet in the back of their truck and that goes out in the field to take care of a fire that's at a well. I don't. Right. Landmen generally are those people that are in the courtroom. They're basically like a real estate agent that's making sure you have clear title on the minerals to be able to do it.
Right.
And definitely he had the wrench on backwards, and he deserved to lose a finger when you have the wrench on backwards.
He put a wrench on backwards when they were trying to tighten it.
Absolutely.
We will have you on again. I want to explore this a little more. But if folks have questions, they want to find out a little bit about Kansas Strong, it's KansasStrong.com. And the podcast is thecrudelife.com, correct?
That's correct.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.